Italy's Garden of Monsters, where stone dreams took terrifying form. Deep within the rolling hills of Tuscany, not far from the city of Florence, lies a place where myth, terror, and artistic genius collide, the Parco dei Mostri, or the Garden of Monsters. This is not your typical manicured Renaissance garden. It is a landscape sculpted by a duke's vision, a place of colossal, unsettling stone figures that whisper tales of a world both fantastical and deeply human. Our journey begins in the late 16th century, a period of intense artistic and intellectual ferment in Italy. Duke Francesco I de' Medici, a man of profound learning and melancholy, inherited the Villa di Pratolino. Unlike his predecessors who favored classical beauty and symmetry, Francesco was drawn to the darker, more enigmatic corners of the human psyche and the natural world. He envisioned a sanctuary, a place for contemplation and escape from the rigid courtly life, a personal paradise that reflected his own complex inner landscape. To bring his unique vision to life, Francesco commissioned the sculptor Giambologna, a master of mannerism, an artistic style characterized by its sophistication, artificiality, and often dramatic, emotional intensity. Together, they began to transform Pratolino into a surreal wonderland. The park was not designed for casual strolls, it was an allegorical journey, a series of visual puzzles and emotional encounters. The centerpiece and perhaps the most iconic figure is the Colossus, a colossal sculpture of Hercules or a similar giant, seemingly emerging from a mountain. Its sheer scale is breathtaking, designed to evoke awe and a sense of man's place within the grand, often overwhelming, forces of nature. Nearby, a fearsome depiction of the Lernaean Hydra, a multi-headed serpent from Greek mythology, coiled and ready to strike, embodies the struggles and challenges of existence. But the monsters are not limited to mythological beasts. There are grotesque faces carved into rocks, figures in tormented poses, and even a depiction of hell, complete with demons and tormented souls. These were not mere decorations, they were designed to provoke thought, to explore themes of sin, virtue, mortality, and the divine. The park was a microcosm of the universe as Francesco perceived it, a place of beauty and terror, order and chaos. Francesco I de' Medici was a patron of the arts and sciences, but he was also a deeply introverted and possibly melancholic figure. His fascination with alchemy and his secluded lifestyle fueled speculation about his personal life and his motivations for creating such an unconventional retreat. The Garden of Monsters can be seen as a manifestation of his private world, a place where his intellectual pursuits and his emotional burdens found tangible form. Over time, the villa and much of the park fell into disrepair. The original grandeur was lost and the sculptures were largely forgotten, succumbing to the embrace of nature. However, in the 20th century, a concerted effort was made to restore and preserve this extraordinary place. Today, the Garden of Monsters stands as a testament to a singular vision, a stark contrast to the more serene and classical gardens of the Renaissance. The legacy of Pratolino's Garden of Monsters is profound. It challenges our perception of beauty and art, showing that the unsettling and the grotesque can be as compelling as the sublime. It reminds us that even in an age of apparent reason and order, the fascination with the darker aspects of existence, the monstrous and the mysterious, has always been a powerful driving force in human creativity. It is a place that continues to fascinate, to disturb, and to inspire, a true garden where stone dreams took terrifying, unforgettable form.